Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the second Sunday of Easter, and the readings are from Cycle A.
If your life has been anything like mine, you've had your fair share of people who you might call doubting Thomases. But then again, from time to time, I guess we could all be characterized in the same way. Maybe when we talk about faith and doubt, the most important word is in the middle, and, because most of us are a mix of the two. As a boy growing up in New York City, the biggest doubting Thomas I knew was my friend Frankie. He had such a slack-jawed, cynical, unbelieving attitude towards people in the world that we nicknamed him Frankie the Human Venus Flytrap. His typical response to any situation was, "I don't care about nothing." I have a pretty good idea of how Frankie arrived at his doubts and took up his cynical attitude. On the shelves in Frankie's house, there were three books. I remember one of them. It was a Reader's Digest condensed version of The Agony and the Ecstasy. I recall it because there wasn't much ecstasy in Frankie's house, but there was plenty of agony. You see, Frankie's family was ravaged by alcohol abuse. Frankie's brother, who was my age, drank himself to death before he reached age 25. So you might say that Frankie came to his doubts and disbelief about people and the world and a higher power from the wounds he suffered, physical and emotional, over the years. I don't know why tragedy, which destroys faith in some people, gives birth to it in others. How do you and I come to our doubts and our faith? Certainly they're formed by our experiences, by the wounds, as well as the marvelous touches of people in our lives. But I suspect for many of us, we're like Thomas in today's gospel. We more often than not demand evidence. I know that some days I can be so stubborn that my faith life can best be described as, "In God we trust, all others bring data." Like Thomas, I seek proof. So I frequently need to remind myself that spirituality is as real as science. That's not easy to understand in our age of technology, because we live in a world where the real has been reduced to what's physical, to what can be empirically measured, what can be touched, tasted, and smelled. For example, our minds can get wrapped around the intellectual arguments about how Jesus' body was resurrected. These arguments are so much easier than asking whether we can change or resurrect. Keeping things strictly at the head level lets us off the hook of growing up, of taking our relationship with Jesus seriously. In today's gospel account of Jesus appearing to the disciples, as in so many other episodes, like at the seashore at Lake Tiberias, or when the disciples were at table, they were fearful. They were behind bolted doors. In so many of those instances, they thought that the risen Jesus was an illusion, a ghost. Maybe they half hoped that that was true, that he was a spirit who belonged to the past, an illusion who surfaced from time to time, a memory, attractive and compassionate, but a memory nonetheless, one that would eventually fade and leave them alone, alone to ply their trades, make their decisions, shape their lives, manage their world, and hide their fears. But Jesus wasn't an illusion, and he wouldn't leave them alone. He marched right back into their lives and made demands on those fishermen and on their livelihood. Risen from the dead, he wanted to share in their everyday lives. He wanted a hand in the work of their hands. The risen Christ is no illusion. In case you haven't noticed, he continues to meddle in your life and mine. And in so doing, he invites us to change. In today's gospel, Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit and the power to forgive sins on the disciples simultaneously. Incredible. The power of the Holy Spirit and the power to forgive and to heal and to transform is as available to us and as free to us as the breath from our mouths. Jesus is saying to the entire Christian community, to all of us, that we have the power to liberate one another. Here at Stanford, we're surrounded by so many talented people. And at the very same time, we're surrounded by people who need forgiveness, healing, help with their own fears and addictions. Consider for a moment this coming week. Is there one action, one conversation that would be a step towards liberation in your life and in the relationships you have with others? Just take a moment to reflect on what that one action might be. During this Easter season, when doubts about the risen Lord may plague us, on this Sunday that's devoted to celebrating the gift of divine mercy, on this day when we celebrate the canonization of two remarkable and uniquely different individuals, Angelo Roncalli and Carol Wojtyla, today, may each of us discover within ourselves the capacity to confess, along with the disciple Thomas, "My Lord and my God."
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.